Hello, 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 and welcome to the terrific Tuesday teleclass. This is an absolutely beautiful spring day here in Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada, and I'm really glad to be talking to you tonight, looking out the window, enjoying this beautiful weather. Today is Tuesday, April the 14th. I want you to grab that piece of paper and pen that writes, because we've got a great teleclass lined up for you tonight. So thank you, everyone, for joining the call, and for those of you joining later on the recording, thank you, too. Please write down today's date with that pen that writes on that piece of paper that you already have, and it is Tuesday, April the 14th. My name is Carla McNeil, and you can reach me directly at 778-835-4032. Or you can send me an email with any questions, concerns, or comments to Carla at retirewithcarla.com. That's RetireWithCarla.com. And you have dialed into the terrific Tuesday teleclass. For those of you who are on the line and are too shy to bring your questions or concerns up on the phone, please, please do send me an email, and I will do my best to either get them on this call or on next week's call. And I am looking for people who want to play in a team environment, people who are wanting to be coached, mentored, and supported in building a business to attain their own financial freedom. Because it's all about financial freedom, being able to do what you want, when you want, with whom you want. And that leads me right into one more housekeeping detail. For those of you who voted on the title for my up-and-coming ebook, the title is How to Fire Your Boss and Have Him Hate to See You Go. And I have sent out the first chapter free to all of those who voted. So just an awesome thank you very, very much for taking the time to vote. And the actual ebook will be being published, scary thought, being published online on Friday, April the 17th. So keep your eyes peeled to your email box, and I will send you an email and let you know how you can grab a hold of that life-changing ebook, How to Fire Your Boss and Have Him Hate to See You Go. I know my boss is going to hate to see me go when I finally make that plunge. So jumping right into today's topic, are you a butterfly? And the topic comes from a CD that I listened to yesterday morning from my coach and mentor, John Delemy, and it is all about the struggle of the butterfly. And this CD has been one of my favorites since it first came out about two years ago, and it really struck home to me yesterday morning as I was listening to it. Because this really is a process. Building a business, creating the success habits is a 2 to 5 year process. And right off the bat here, one of the things I want you to do is I want you to add a butterfly to your dream wall. Now, I have a couple of butterflies on my dream wall. My husband actually found these great big nice plastic butterflies. I have them in my window. Butterflies are awesome. But helping a butterfly is a bad thing. No way does helping a butterfly assist that butterfly in developing the muscles that it takes to get out of the cocoon. So the butterfly is developing its success muscles that are going to allow it to survive once it gets out of the cocoon. The struggle There's power in that struggle. Just absolute power. Think of all the things that you have had to fight for in your life, that you have had to go to battle for, whether it be sticking up for your sister or learning something new. What we struggle for in our life gives us the power and assists us in developing those success muscles, because solving the problems, or the challenges, as I like to call them, is a huge part of building those success habits, those success muscles. So my whole goal in developing my team is to assist people in becoming the butterfly that you were meant to be. Because we all have that champion inside of us. We all have it there. But you've got to struggle. You've got to struggle to let it out. Because if you don't struggle, you don't build up those muscles. And those success muscles are imperative. And what struck me yesterday as I was listening to this particular CD is that I am coming out with my very first ebook. It's like, oh my gosh. I had absolutely no idea that this was in me a year ago. But it has just developed and developed and developed. And many of the steps that I have taken to get here have been a struggle. The first time I did an e-class, this terrific Tuesday teleclass, it was a struggle. The very first time I wrote an article, and oh my goodness, my finger was shaking when I went to publish it online. So I struggled through that. So I want you to grab that piece of paper and a pen that writes, your pen that writes, and write down, struggle is my best friend. Struggle is my best friend. I am struggling and I love it. You've got to struggle to get out of the cocoon, just like the butterfly. What is your cocoon? Without that struggle to get out of that cocoon, you will remain where you are. Is that where you want your life to be in 5 years from now, 10 years from now, 20 years from now? Or are you willing to struggle to achieve your success? Because too many people today are not willing to do that. They're not willing to struggle. And as a result, people are not living the life of their dreams. Where are you? Are you struggling? Are you living the life of your dreams? Are you developing those success muscles? A great quote I picked up this morning: we all have the extraordinary coded within us, waiting to be released. That's a quote from Jean Houston. So, waiting to be released from that cocoon, because we are all butterflies. Motivation is the key. And whether you motivate yourself, whether you use other people to assist you in your motivation, whatever works for you. Your dream can motivate you. Struggling out of failure into success is where you want to go. Developing those success muscles. And if I, as a team leader in my business, were to help you out of your cocoon, you would fail. My job as your team leader is to coach you, mentor you, support you, guide you, assist you. But I ain't going to help you. Because if I help you, you will fail. If I help you, it'll be just like killing your dream. because I don't take this cocoon I'm coming out of lightly. I am struggling to achieve. And remember I said on the last Terrific Tuesday teleclass, my next goal is a bestseller on the New York Times bestseller list. It's like, oh my gosh, that's a struggle even to say that. But I practice what I preach. And I'm saying it over and over again. I'm telling more people. I'm getting it out there. The fighting, the battle, you've got to be consistent. You've got to have that consistent, constant pursuit of your own dream. And you deserve to hear the truth. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to give you three areas where you can fight the fight of consistency and being persistent. And number one is valuing your time. No matter what religious belief you are, wasting time is a sin. And I used to waste time with the people that I walked my dogs with. And this one was a really hard one for me, but I finally realized that I would spend an hour, sometimes an hour and a half, with these people on Saturday or Sunday morning, sometimes both mornings. And I would come home and I'd be deflated and not very energetic. And I realized what was happening is those were negative people. So I wasn't valuing my time. I was spending time with those negative people who were, I was allowing it to deplete my energy. Now, I don't walk with those particular people anymore, and I listen to motivational and personal development while I'm walking my dogs, getting myself fired up. Now, I come back from those walks these days, and I'm energized. I'm ready to go. So valuing your time. We are in a mental six, mental cleanse right now with John DeLemme, and part of it is valuing time and realizing the power of a second. Now you may go, Carla, yeah, right, what's a second? Ask that to an Olympic athlete who came in second or third. What's the power of a second? So valuing your time, allowing yourself to focus your time on your dreams and where you want to go in your life, not letting other people take you willy-nilly through this journey of life. Focus your time. Where is it that you want to go? Number two, words. Practice, practice. Every word needs to be a powerful word, a positive word. And one of the great examples that I personally have been experiencing all week, it's like since last talked to you last Tuesday, this has been happening all week. And I've just been hearing this tons lately. Oh, yeah, no problem. Oh, yeah, 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 no problem. No problem, I can do that for you. Now, were they anticipating it was going to be a problem? And why would you want to plant the seed of a problem? Personally, I say to someone, either thank you or my pleasure. Now, just listening to that, no problem versus my pleasure. Even the phrase itself is a lighter phrase. That no problem is a lower phrase, it's more guttural, and that my pleasure is a higher, more uplifting phrase. And just practice using powerful champion words. So how are you in using the powerful positive words? This is a major, major success muscle. that everyone needs to develop. Now, I've been developing this muscle for a number of years, but I can still learn more. I can still develop the muscle even more than I already have. I'm becoming better and better. Not to saying I was bad, not to saying you were bad. We can all become a better who we are. So, words, every word you use, make sure that it is a champion, consistent, positive word. Number three, extraordinary commitment. Building a business is a process. It's 2 to 5 years. Now, I know that there are a number of people who join MLM organizations. I've had them on my team. They join, they don't have success in a month, so they quit. Now, those of you out there who are parents, if your child doesn't do exactly what you want it to do within the first 6 months of their life, do you quit? Of course you don't. That would be silly. You keep going. You've made that extraordinary commitment to your children. How about making that extraordinary commitment to your dream? Because you can. I personally have made that extraordinary commitment to my dream. I have developed my vision. Our vision is to sponsor 1,000 children with foster parents plan. And that vision has grown inside of me. It has developed. Just like I am developing my success muscles, I am developing my dream and my vision. Because 97% of people are dead or dead broke at the age of 65. They give up. Where are you on that scale? Now, I know that because you're listening to this recording, this teleclass tonight, you too are a champion. And you are part of the 3%. It's time to step out and develop these three success muscles. And let me recap them. Valuing your time, using powerful, positive words, and making that extraordinary commitment to your dream and developing your vision, your business. Making that commitment to you, your family. Butterflies develop those wings in the struggle of getting out of the cocoon. When they don't develop those wings, they don't weather the storms. The storms will take them out. That'll be it. A big storm will come along and they'll be toast. So going through that cocoon process, and when you think of it in terms of the rest of their life, it's not that long. Just like us, going through a 2 to 5 year cocoon process, what is that in comparison to the rest of your life? Not much, is it? So allow yourself to develop those success muscles. And ask yourself, who is it that's attempting to help me out of my cocoon? Who is it that's practicing that destructive helping on me? Now, many times people don't realize they're doing it, just like the people I used to dog walk with. They really had no idea that all they talked about was negative stuff, negative stuff, negative stuff. It just got so that I couldn't handle listening to it anymore. It was too hard on my dream. So who are your destructive helpers? You are going to need to identify them, identify what it is they're doing that's destroying your dream, and you are going to have to make some changes if you want to develop into the success that I know you can, because you've started on the journey. You're listening to motivational recording, teleclasses. You are a butterfly just waiting to get out of your own cocoon. So the mental cleanse that we are doing right now with John DeLemme is all about washing your brain and making sure that you use those powerful, positive words on a very regular basis. Think of washing your brain just like washing your body. If you didn't have a shower or a bath for 2 or 3 weeks, people aren't going to want to get that close to you. You can tell that you haven't had. You know, you remember watching Survivor, when how glad they are to get the soap and the shampoos when that finally shows up along the way. I used to watch Survivor. I don't anymore. But that cleanse, that cleansing of your body, we need to do the same thing with our brains, because we are bombarded so much with negative this and negative that, the negative news, CNN, constant negative news. And when you get to the point where it's starting to weigh upon you and you turn off the TV, you can't handle it anymore, you have difficulty hearing the conversations. In fact, even coming home tonight on the rapid transit, I had to turn my iPod up because there was parents and their children, and they were just being so negative. Now, I'm not going to turn around and tell a parent that they can't talk to their child in a certain way, but I sure would like it if they were to talk to those children in a more positive, empowering manner. So I turned up my iPod. And I'm allowing at that point personal frustration to drive me, because there was nothing I really would have liked to have gone over and said something. But it's not my place, and it's kind of rude. So I didn't. So I'm allowing that personal frustration to drive me. I'm turning up my iPod. I'm concentrating more on my own personal success habits. And I want you to grab that pen again, and I want you to write down some new affirmations for yourself. I am in the need of the struggle to achieve. I am in the need of the struggle to achieve. I am an overcomer. I am a leader. I am making a difference. Let me repeat those one more time so that you can get them written down. I am in the need of the struggle to achieve. I am an overcomer. I am a leader. I am making a difference. We all need that struggle to achieve. Things are worth more to us when we have had to fight and battle for them. If you get something just handed to you, you're not going to place as much value on it as you are when you struggle to achieve something. Like, how proud are we when we get that diploma, that degree, that job we've been aiming for, when our business succeeds, even when we get our first check from our brand new business. We're struggling to achieve, and those are success rungs along our ladder. Just an amazing thing. When we struggle, we value things more. So 97% of people are dead or dead broke at the age of 65. They've given up on their dreams. They've given up the struggle to failure instead of success. When we don't have the struggles or obstacles to overcome, we become, now listen hard on this one, complacent, lazy, and passive. Now, you may not like me too much for saying that, but I care enough to say it anyway. Because I have realized on this journey, and this is where I started yesterday morning listening to that particular CD, I realized the benefits as I progress along this journey. So are you going to become complacent, lazy, and passive? Or are you going to make some real champion decisions? Step out in faith and struggle to achieve that life of your dreams. So let me recap. Are you a butterfly? The quote from John DeLemme's book, "Just as a butterfly must struggle to shed its cocoon, we all have to struggle to climb out of failure and into success. In the fighting its way out of the cocoon, the butterfly develops the muscles that it will need to fly, just like you do. You need to develop those muscles in order to fly." So remember, this is a 2 to 5 year process. Success is not going to happen overnight. It learn to love the struggle, the challenge. Look at the challenge. Say, bring it on. I can handle this. I am developing my success muscles. Struggle is my best friend. The 3 success muscles that are that you can concentrate on today are, number 1, valuing your time. Make sure that you are investing your time wisely in what you want out of life, instead of spending your time doing things that other people want you to do. When you invest your time in yourself, you will be amazed at the results that you'll get. Number 2, words. Every single word you use, a positive word, a champion word, an empowering word, a word that lifts you up. Saying, "My pleasure," instead of "no problem." Number 3, making that extraordinary commitment. Making that commitment to your dream, developing your vision. Because 97% of people are dead or dead broke at the age of 65. They give up. They give up. And I know that you don't have to be one of them. I know that you can struggle and enable yourself to weather the storms that are coming. And making that very decisive decision not to be complacent, lazy, and passive. Taking action, taking those 3 success muscles and developing them as strong as you possibly can. The benefits that you will receive on this journey are priceless. So I'm going to say thank you very much for listening to this CD tonight. And I'm going to open up the lines for questions and comments. One moment. Who out there has a question or a comment this evening?
I like that saying you have, "I'm struggling and I love it."
Yes, thank you. That's a good one to write down and say.
I'm sure it'll be in your your new quote book that's coming out soon.
Well, thank you. That's a good idea. Is there anyone else out there who'd like to make a comment or has a question? Well, thank you very much for listening to the terrific Tuesday teleclass. I look forward to talking to you, receiving your emails, your success stories, and do look forward to that new ebook coming out, How to Fire Your Boss and Have Him Hate to See You Go. And thank you very much, and I will hear you and talk to you again next Tuesday. Bye-bye.